For 4 o'clock in the morning, it seemed like probably an impossibility, but he told himself, I can do it. I mean, I can get under that pumpkin and I can drill up from the bottom and get right inside that pumpkin, and nobody will ever even know I got in and out, because I'd have to have a way to go in and out, he said. So, I mean, it was a giant pumpkin. You've seen them yourself, some up to 1,000 pounds. I mean, these things are like size of dog houses. They're bigger than that, actually. But he wanted to get inside that pumpkin, and he would have to go underneath. But it was raining out, and it was all mucky, and oh, geez, puddles all over the place, and it was slippery. And he had to go down underground to get to the bottom of the pumpkin and try to get up inside. Ooh, how was he going to do that? He thought, well, actually, a couple of days earlier, what he did, he went down to the hardware store. And he bought himself a really large hand drill. It wasn't electric. He didn't want to get shocked underground or anything. So he was just a hand crank drill. And he thought, I could crank my drill all the way down and get right underneath that pumpkin and actually use the drill right to drill right into the pumpkin itself. Now there was an idea, he said. So that's what he planned on doing, but he couldn't do it because it was raining, just a little bit too wet. You know what would happen? Here's what would happen. If he was drilling in the ground and it was raining out, what would go right into the hole as he's drilling? Water. He didn't want any water in there. He wanted just himself to go down the hole and right up underneath the pumpkin and inside. And he didn't want any water getting in there, so he was going to have to postpone this thing. Another day or so, it wouldn't matter. And so by the next day or so, but probably 2 in the afternoon, Jim and Tom Hansen, I believe is what his name was. But he came over, both of them came over actually, and they looked at the pumpkin and said, "Hey, you got a pretty big pumpkin going there. How much does it weigh now?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "Probably about maybe 500, 600 pounds," but I really thought it was more than that. And but these guys were out there looking at the pumpkin and put their hands on it, and they're stretching their arms over it and walking around it and tapping it and pounding on it and slapping it. And I told them, leave it alone. We don't want to shock it. We don't want to get it all shook up and not grow anymore. Just leave it alone. Don't mess with it. Just leave it alone. It'll be okay. I mean, it's not going anywhere. I mean, you want to know what's happening to it, just look at it or take pictures or something. Well, they kind of chuckled that one off. They thought it was funny. But I said, I'm serious. I said, hey, this is a pumpkin. This is a long-term grow. This isn't something like you just grow for a couple of days. This is months, like from June through October, something like that. I mean, I've been doing this thing for, it seems like, forever. But just don't be pushing and tugging and trying to roll it around and stuff. Just leave it alone. I don't want the stem to break, where it's hooked up to the pumpkin. I said, I don't want the stem to break. So, is that okay? Okay. They put their arms up in the air and said, okay. We'll leave it alone. We won't mess with it. So we talked a little bit about some of the fishing that they did, and learned that one of the guys had a fish that had a flag on it. How it got a flag on it, we have no idea, but right in the back fin, there was a flag of the United States right on the back. Somebody must have caught the fish when it was little and either sewed a flag on it or stamped it on. Maybe it was a decal or something, but it was right in the fin, just like that. It was just like you could see the United States flag right in the fin. And this is pretty old fish. I mean, it wasn't old, but I mean, it was a grown fish, I'll put it that way. But they caught it. It was really strange in itself just to see something like that. And I don't know how many they put in there, but I doubt very much if there were many more fish like that, unless they tagged or marked several of them, then that could have probably happened. But in any case, we talked a little bit, and one of the guys there, Tom, I'm sure it was Tom, said that he had a sister in Pennsylvania that was growing pumpkins too, and her pumpkin was only about as big as a basketball now, and she could feel it. She said that she felt a heartbeat in the pumpkin. I said, "Come on, you're kidding me." No, he said, she told me, we just talked the other night, that she felt a heartbeat in the pumpkin. You're kidding me. No, he said, it's true. You could give her a call yourself if you wanted to. We kind of giggled about that one a little bit, but she claims it was true. There was a heartbeat in the pumpkin. Now, the pumpkins don't have hearts. But it's hard to explain that to somebody who's been nurturing the pumpkin and getting attached to it. They think they're alive. Probably just thought it was having a heartbeat. But this pumpkin that I had was a little bit different. I wanted to, like I say, I didn't want to tell them, but I wanted to get inside of it and actually build a little, like a little room inside there that I could stay in it throughout the whole winter. I wasn't going to pick it, and I wasn't going to put it in any competition. I wanted that pumpkin just for me, for my own personal pumpkin. And I wanted to go inside of it and just kind of stay in there and just, I mean, I love this thing. I wanted to be inside of it, you know. And once I got in, then I would discover if there's a heart in there. But unless the heart is only in there during the growing process, I don't know. Maybe it dissolves away after a certain period of time. Well, we'll never know because I'm not going to open up this pumpkin and see if there's a heart in it. I'm going to go underneath and go inside and see. So I guess maybe we will know. I guess we will. Maybe we will know. Well, the guys went home anyway. They went on their merry way, and they said they'd be back tomorrow to help me do the watering and stuff, because this pumpkin needs a lot of water. I mean, a lot of water. More than just like 6 pails of water. There's more like about 25 pails of water. This thing it needed a lot of water. It just was thirsty all the time. And you could tell it was thirsty because the leaves would actually throb. I mean, the leaves on the pumpkin would go like back and forth. It's just like they're like, give me some water. I want some water. Give me some water. You could just see it. And as soon as I would start spraying it, the leaves would just open up wide as could be and just sit there while the water was splashing on the leaves. Like they were just saying, oh, this is so good. Ah, you could just almost see the pumpkin breathing. Oh, that was so good as he sprayed it with water. And so in any case, we're going to have some nice days coming up, nice clear nights. And I didn't want to go under during the day because I didn't want anybody stopping by to see what I was doing. So I was going to wait till about maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I was going to try it again. And I started to drill a little bit into the ground. And doggone it, there's a couple of rocks in there. And I started to drill and drill more. My arm was getting a little bit tired. I wasn't even about 2 feet in the ground. And all of a sudden, oh, geez, what happened? It stopped right on me. It's like I'd locked up somehow. Something was in there. It probably hit a rock. And I backed out the drill and started it again. Started cranking. I was like, oh, there it is again. What the heck is happening? Well, as I pulled out the drill, coming back, I noticed that the edge of the drill was actually chipped. Something was in there that was stronger than the drill. Well, what could that be, I wondered. So I stuck my hand inside there and felt around a little bit, but I had to go in deeper, so I had to go get my shovel. Started digging in a little bit deeper, and all of a sudden, bang, I hit the big rock or whatever it was, and I did it again. Started shoveling out some sand, and bang, there was another one. Well, what the heck is this? And I reached down, and I felt this big, kind of jagged rock. Maybe that thing had to be at least the size of probably a football or something. And I got my hand around it, and I scooped behind it, and I pulled it up. And it was pretty doggone heavy. I mean, this thing was a heavy rock, and I noticed looked kind of like it was just a lot of mud and stuff on it, but where I hit it with the shovel, it knocked off a lot of the sand, and it was kind of like it was some kind of a clear rock. That was strange, very, very, very strange. But I just threw it off to the side. I was going to dig under again, start digging more, and I got my drill out, and I started to drill some more. Kept going a little bit deeper, and made it a little wider, and took my shovel, dug out a little bit, and started drilling deeper and deeper. It's doing pretty good, actually, really good. And I was getting so close, going down, 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 and shooting all that sand back out, shooting the sand back out even more, And as I started to get down underneath like that, underneath the pumpkin, I could feel the weight of the pumpkin because the sand, you could feel it just pressing down. You could feel the tightness of the sand. I mean, that pumpkin had to be at least really, really about close to 1,000 pounds. It was almost like digging underneath a car or something. But in any case, I started to head upward now. I was going upward into the pumpkin. And as the more I drilled, the more the sand would just shoot back at me because of the pressure. And I drilled a little more and it'd shoot back some more. I thought, holy smokes, I hope this thing doesn't cave in on me while I'm under here. So I kind of scooted back a little bit because I was concerned. I kept backing up, and I had to get out of there. I mean, I was afraid that thing was going to collapse on me. I didn't know if I should go back in there or not. So I just kind of crawled out of that hole, and it's dark out there. It's about 10:30, 10:45. Oh, my gosh, this is just, I don't know if I can do this. So I told myself, you know what? I'm going to have to wait. I'm going to have to wait till I feel a little more secure about this here. Because, I mean, how would that be to go underneath there and get squashed? I don't want to do that. That pumpkin probably didn't want me to do that anyway. I mean, really, who would want to be drilled from the underside? So I figured, you know, I was going to kind of probably not. I probably wouldn't do that to the pumpkin. I kind of backed off with that idea. I mean, I didn't think the pumpkin would want me to do that. So I decided I'll just give up. I don't want to go under there and get trapped, and I don't want to hurt the pumpkin. So I backed out in there. So I figured I'd just go home. And I went home, and maybe some other time I'll do something like that, but not right now. I mean, I've been taking care of this pumpkin for so long, it's going to be just too hard to dig into the bottom of it, drill a hole in it, and go inside. I don't think I can do that. What was on my mind is that rock was still on my mind, and I wanted to know what it was. I wonder, you know, it flashed my mind as I was laying in bed that night, as I was laying there. It flashed in my mind, what if, I thought, what if it was a diamond? A giant diamond the size of a football. Gee, that struck my interest. Now that really got me going. I thought, wow, kind of almost like sat up in bed thinking, what if it's a diamond? I was tempted to go back out in the field, but I thought I better just wait. Tomorrow morning I'll check it out. Tomorrow morning I'll go check it out. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be there when I get out there. I'm tired. I want to get some sleep. So I put my head back on the pillow and told myself, just take it easy. You go back tomorrow, you pick it up and analyze it and see what it's all about. You'll get it in the morning. I said, yeah, I'll get it in the morning. That's what I'll do. And I just laid there. And my eyes were closed and took a deep breath and just relaxed, thinking, I'll pick it up in the morning. I'll get it. I'll get it in the morning.